This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, Border Patrol, and don't forget those 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, thank you for doing what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now from Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show, we have Wayne Allen Root. And good morning, Mr. Wayne.
Captain, you said the butchers. How about the sons of butchers?
There you go. You apply. Yep. I'll put you at the head of the list.
And you did say Thursday morning. I think it's Wednesday night, not Thursday morning.
It's Wednesday night where you're at officially. It's Thursday morning where I'm at officially. But let's get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, the big story in the United States right now is the FBI has joined in a criminal investigation into the Boeing 737 MAX certification, and this could be huge. I'm not going to imply anything here, but this was done under what president's administration?
Betty, you mean Obama.
Yeah. Now, that may or may not have something to do with this. I'm just saying. But, my God, I hope they didn't mess around with this. I really do, for the sake of Boeing.
Yeah, but you have more faith in the FBI than I do. I don't trust them as far as I could spit at them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I'm just shocked at the level of corruption inside the FBI. Again, not maybe in the day-to-day, special agents, but at the top. You know, all of the important positions of leadership, it is just so corrupt, so dirty, and so pro-Clinton, pro-Obama, it's staggering. So who knows whether you could ever get a decent conviction for anything bad or corrupt done under the Obama years.
Well, that's absolutely true. Now, the other story that is breaking, but then again, it may not be all that it's cracked up to be, is Sean Hannity tonight made it sound like, boy, we've really got it now, when he talked about this Ukrainian criminal investigation, where they actually have fingered one or two people who actively were involved in trying to help Hillary Clinton get elected by giving money and whatnot from the Ukraine. Now, I don't know if that's the so-called Russian connection or not, but there's an active investigation going on now there in the Ukraine.
Yeah, listen, there's so many problems under Obama and under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that went on for those, for those years of the Obama administration. You know, if you're going to look at, any sort of corruption or Russian collusion or Russian connection, I'd look at Uranium One way before I'd look at that one. I mean, it's just, there's a million scandals, and so far I've seen an FBI and a DOJ that's unable to ever implicate anybody involved with a D after their name. So, again, almost the same thing I said to you about the Boeing investigation. I just don't trust anything ever comes of it because we don't control our own government anymore. It seems like the Democratic Party is in charge of major branches of law enforcement. enforcement in this country.
Well, that's because there were people embedded in positions that they haven't been able to weed out yet. You know it, I know it, and the whole world knew it when we were told that back during the election, that what Obama had done in leaving the government.
Right, well, the problem is that they're still embedded. You know, it seems like that Trump went to Washington with nobody but himself and, you know, Corey Lewandowski and Paul Manafort and a few other people, and he had nobody to fill all those positions. So he left a lot of the Obama and Clinton people in place. And that's the problem from the day he's been in office. His own government is up against Trump.
You are so right, because traditionally most presidents ask for the resignation of a lot of people in these departments.
Right.
And Trump did not do that for whatever reason. And
the reason was he just didn't have anybody. I mean, listen, it's not like Trump was a lifelong Republican. He wasn't a lifelong anything. He was never in politics. He had no friends, no bureaucrats, nobody in government. So he had nobody to bring along with him. That was the problem.
That's true.
And it's not just Obama and Clinton people, because I'm being a little bit too anti-Democrat here. I can't stand the Democratic Party. But you know what? A lot of rhinos, too. A lot of rhinos sheltering in place who have no interest in helping this president because they're more Bushies than they are Trumps.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm talking to Wayne Allyn Root, everybody. And, of course, you see Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. And he's got one of the biggest top shows there. And three times a week, anyway, you've got Bill O'Reilly there with you.
Yeah, it's going up like a bullet. It's quite amazing. You know, I got to tell you, it's really quite flattering. I'm honored. I'm proud. I feel tickle pink. But in the last few days, you know, I was getting as many as 1,000 fan mails a week, which is, you know, amazing. I can't keep up with them. But in the last few days, it seems like it's 1,000 a day.
Well, that's
the reason why. Well, let me tell you two reasons why. Number one, we just added Comcast, Xfinity, 30 million cable homes.
Yeah, you added another one, too, in my backyard. Wow. WLW. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of different ones coming online, but Comcast Xfinity, a big one.
Right.
And it seems like every other email is saying, hey, I caught you for the first time ever on Comcast. And the second thing is, all these emails have something in common, Captain. They're all saying I'm leaving Fox News forever because of what they did to Judge Jeanine.
Correct.
And they've hired Donna Brazile.
Yeah.
And they just added to their board of directors Paul Ryan.
Oh, God.
These are all rhinos.
I know.
Terrible things. Judge Jeanine's great. They suspended her for 2 weeks. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. Terrible for Fox, but good for me. They're leaving Fox. They're coming over to Newsmax and the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, that's because that's where I've been sending them, Wayne. I've been telling them to go to Newsmax or to go to One American News Now for your news. I did all my news prep tonight from One American News, and here comes the music. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And I want to give a special shout-out to our listeners in Denver tonight. We'll be talking about your weather up there. You got snow in the mountains again, but maybe it'll miss Denver this time. I'll be right back. Kathy, tell everybody.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. And by the way, I'll be guest hosting for Mark Walters this afternoon. You can hear him by going to armedamericanradio.org to find out where his show is played around the country, and I'll be the MC this afternoon. Going to have an interesting discussion about the new gun laws around the country, including New Zealand, which Wayne Allen Root and I will get into in just a minute. But I got to tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Your local Geico agent can insure more than just your car or your truck that you're driving right now. They offer coverage for motorcycles, ATVs, also your boats and your RVs. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico agent. So, go to the phone book, look in the yellow pages under Geico Insurance, and you should be able to find a number. Otherwise, you can go online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to get the number of your local agent near you, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself, is here. Good morning, Wayne.
I didn't even know there was a Yellow Pages anymore. Are you sure there's still a Yellow Pages?
Yes, there is. I got a phone book with Yellow Pages in it. Matter of fact, I've also got a phone book with White Pages in it.
You're the last of the Mohicans, my friend. I haven't seen a Yellow Pages in probably 5 years.
Yeah, they got them down here. They still, believe it or not,
sell them. I would just go to Geico.com. That's the easy way.
Yep.
I know, but yeah.
You got it. Now, let's talk about the Supreme Court, because over the last few days, we've been hearing the Democrats talk about, well, we need to add to the judges, and maybe we need 15, maybe we need 22. I've heard numbers as high as 22. How about you?
Yeah, I hear two things. Number one, they want to, you know, add so many judges to the Supreme Court because they're sore losers. They can't take the fact that we're going to dominate for the next 30 years. And, of course, number two, they want to change the Electoral College.
Yes.
And revert back to the popular vote. They're just such stinking freaking losers. I swear, they can't
beat
the fact we beat them. And you know what's funny? They keep trying to change, you know, was it Colorado? A couple of states just recently went along with that compact where they want to give their votes to whoever wins the popular vote in the nation. They're so dumb. The whole reason we've got the Electoral College was this brilliant idea founded by the founding fathers, you know, rooted in the idea that you don't want to give away your rights as a state to one or two big states like California and New York. So all these little states that are signing on to this compact, even if the voters of their state vote, you know, in Nevada as an example, let's say my voters vote for Donald Trump in 2020, the Democrats who run the legislature of Nevada want to give our votes to California, who's going to automatically vote for the Democrat. Our vote won't count, and Trump won't need to even campaign in our state anymore. It's so stupid anybody would want to do that. But it's going to backfire in their face, as usual.
Well,
number one, it doesn't count. They can vote that way all they want. They need a constitutional amendment.
That's right.
On that.
I was so just going to say that.
And number two, can you imagine if the popular vote goes for Trump, but their individual state goes for whoever the Democrat is?
Right.
They screwed themselves again.
Now, Wayne, they can do that in their own state with their own vote, but they can't do it based on the national vote. And therein lies the Constitution, because the Constitution gives them the ability to take their own state vote and give all of their delegates to the winner of the popular vote in the state, but not at the national level.
Correct.
Yep, and that's what they don't know, and that's what you and I know, and that's why we're telling the people all across the country that are listening right now, because them's the facts, and nobody can dispute the facts.
No, they could only do that on a federal level once they get to a certain amount of states.
Right.
I think it has to be, what is it, I don't know, a law.
It's the same as a constitutional amendment, 34 states and...
Right, 75% of all the states have to go along with it, and they're just not going to do that, so they're never going to get there. Good luck.
And by the way, I also want to commend, at least right now, commend Marco Rubio, our U.S. Senator, because he's proposed legislation to hold the Supreme Court at exactly where it is right now, nine justices by law, so it can't be changed.
Yeah, I mean, look. It's hard to call someone an enemy when they have an R after their name and they vote with you like 60-70% of the time and 30% they oppose you. And that's kind of where I'm at with Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's on my team 50-60% of the time, but he's against me 30-40% of the time. That's not great, but it's a heck of a lot better than the Democratic Party. But sometimes I get so frustrated with him, and I really am just angry at all the senators who voted against this national security declaration emergency by President Trump, which, of course, I was the first one to recommend to President Trump. Why would you not acknowledge that we have a terrible, terrible crisis at the border?
Well, let me tell you something. I think that the president's been listening to you. I've been watching your articles. I get all the articles you write. You send them to me usually a little bit ahead of time, and I thank you for doing that. And then I'll hear President Trump say something, and I'll be damned if it's not something you wrote in one of your articles.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was really hurt tonight because a very good friend of mine who was a big shot in the United States military contacted me via email tonight, and he said, "Oh, I'm so angry at you. I see you're the guy who recommended the national security emergency to President Trump, and he's taking money from the military budget that should have been used for military projects, and I'm just so angry."
Wait. Not true, because... not true.
Mm-hmm. Not true, number one. And number two, you know what I said to him? I said, "President Trump got you the biggest military budget increase in the history of the United States of America. Would you rather have President Hillary Clinton, who would have given you one-eighth of what you got? Instead, he wants to grab, what, $25 billion out of $850 billion? That's like me taking a five out of my wallet. Would you rather have Hillary and you would have never gotten $850? Instead, your budget would be $550, $300 billion less?"
Yeah, absolutely true. You want to take a call from a caller?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Matt. This is Pat Berge.
Okay. Well, hang on the phone there because I'm talking to Wayne Allen Root. Okay, Patrick, and back to you, Wayne. That's he's a little bit early on the phone. That's my weapons of mass destruction guy coming up after you. But I want to talk about New Zealand. Now, they had a horrible shooting in New Zealand. We all know that. It never should have gone to the point to what it did. There were mistakes made. Yep, I get that. This guy picked a soft target. He picked an area where he knew he wasn't going to have any problems. And by the way, they don't have the death sentence there, although they may make a different an exception this time. But the prime minister yesterday came out and said, "Well, we're going to ban all semi-automatic assault rifles." And here we go with the assault rifles thing again.
Listen, by the way, the prime minister, who's a woman,
right,
didn't ban assault rifles. She banned semi-assault rifles.
Semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is a level way beyond what anybody's ever talked about in the United States. Semi-automatic is not an assault rifle. That's the thing. It's not.
No. Bold action.
This drives me crazy, Captain.
Yeah.
I'm so angry. First of all, this same bleeding heart liberal prime minister who makes me sick. Look, what happened was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree. What happened is terrible. Nobody wants to hurt a single hair on a single Muslim's head. Who
yeah.
doesn't want to hurt me or you? Terrible, innocent people were killed in that mosque.
Yep.
So nobody is on the side of the person who did it. We hate them, and I would stand there with my gun, and I would defend that
right.
mosque against somebody.
And let me correct myself, because I used the word bold action. It's not bold action, but it's anything that you pull a trigger on. For example, you can file down a firing pin on a military assault style weapon, and you can get it to fire two or three rounds in a row, unless you got one of these bump stocks, but I don't want to go there because we all know that they made those illegal.
I just want to point out that when one crazy person who's mentally ill or a terrorist or filled with hate and rage and anger and is a terrible person and wants to murder people and does, when that person commits a mass murder, why should I pay? That's like every person in America that's obese. We should close McDonald's and I can't ever go there again. What do I have to do with the fact that somebody else is obese? One person used a gun to kill people, and by the way, if there had been one good person with a gun to defend them, they wouldn't all be dead now. Why would you react to that by banning guns for all the good people in the world? It's just outrageous. So that means any time and any moment in America where you and I are talking in the middle of the night, some crazy person is going to go commit a mass murder, and suddenly liberals are going to call for all guns to be banned in America. What have I got to do with that when I'm a good law-abiding citizen with a CC, you know, with a concealed carry permit? Why should I pay for that? It makes no sense at all. I did nothing wrong.
Right. Now, Wayne, down here in Florida, we have a lot of Latinos, as you well imagine. We have a lot of Cubans here and a lot of other imports that have come from other places. And they get it. They understand that the Democrats' plan is going to cost a whole bunch of money that they can't afford, and they understand it. And CNN came out yesterday and said they just are stupefied that the Latinos are warming up to Trump and his wall and his economy and this, that, and the other. How could that possibly be? Well, they're not stupid there, CNN, like you are.
Yeah, look, you know my background, as I think you know by now, is Jewish.
Yep.
Jewish American, right?
Yep.
My grandparents came from Germany and Russia many, many years ago. And all I could tell you is if a president came along who said, I want to build a wall to keep Israelis out, because Israelis were coming into America illegally and collecting welfare and causing national debt to implode and causing massive increases in police and cop costs and court costs and judge costs and lawyer costs and prison guard costs. You know what I would say? Build the wall and make it even higher.
Yep.
And I say it's time for Latinos who are in the United States legally to understand that President Trump is helping them. Their unemployment's the lowest in history. Wages are finally going up.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, President Trump. And if we could build that wall, we will keep wages going up and we will keep American jobs doing great.
All right, here comes the music. We want to tell everybody to root for America. Go to rootforamerica.com to watch Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. And also at rootforamerica.com, they can find out how to find your radio show. And thank you very much, Wayne.
God bless you, Captain.
Amen, brother. Okay, Wayne Allen Root. When we come back, we're going to have Patrick Berge with us. And we're going to be talking about some stuff pertaining to, we'll let Patrick describe that. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has again criticized the late Senator John McCain. During a speech at a tank plant in Ohio, the president said he wasn't a fan because McCain blocked the repeal of Obamacare and he cheered on Middle East wars. Then the president said this.
And I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
Trump, who had ridiculed McCain's imprisonment in the Vietnam War, was not invited to his funeral. According to Richard Abulafia, a commercial aircraft consultant, the Boeing crashes have tarnished the FAA's reputation.
Frankly, the FAA is at risk of losing some of its power. Just why any investigations that are going to take place need to be done in a very above board way.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty.
Hi, Mark Walters here from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
I forgot that had a double liner in it, but that's Mark Walters, and this afternoon I will be emceeing. I'll be guest hosting his program on Armed American Radio, the daily dose, and you can go to armedamericaradio.org to find out how to hear that all across the country. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. You heard me talk about them before. Things are starting to get busy because the hot, sticky weather is coming back in full force, and that's the perfect breeding ground for mold and other things. And now with DR Mold, you can get complete control of the mold and other problems in your home or office before it starts with irreversible damage. So you can give them a call at 727-692-9622 to find out what it's like to have their procedure, which is something that they do that can help against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. They also are fully EPA and FDA approved and totally licensed and insured. Again, that's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622, 727-692-9622, and ask about their back to summer special. All right, joining us right now, we've got the 40-year-old private. His name is Patrick Berge. He is an Afghan war vet, and he's done some things when it comes to PSYOPs, and I call them weapons of mass distraction. And good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning, Captain. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Well, you've written a book, and you are, as I say, the 40-year-old private. For some reason, you chose when the war on terror and the country was attacked and all that stuff to see if you could volunteer and get involved in the mix of things, and you did. And you went to Afghanistan, served our country proudly, and then when you got out of the military, you decided to become a contractor, went back to both Iraq and Afghanistan, correct?
That is correct.
Now, tell us about psychological warfare, which I'm calling Operation, Weapons of Mass Distraction, and how that has come to play in the scheme of things, because we all know they have these PSYOP units that travel with the military wherever they go. Now, back in Vietnam, they used to drop leaflets from the air and drop them in Vietnamese language down onto the ground for people to read so that they could see what it was we were doing and how we were going to do it. And then we had our teams on the ground that would go out and try to encounter these folks and ease their concerns and get them to side with us, which sometimes they did and sometimes they didn't. But how does that differ with what's going on here in today's modern world?
Well, when I was tasked with back in 2007 on a contract I worked in Iraq, was to convert the Force Psychological Operations Group from exactly that, from dropping leaflets from planes to targeted social media psychological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to point out that the last time I was on your show was 3 months before the election in August of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I said on your show that Russia, China, and domestic threat actors were using social media psychological warfare to influence the outcome of the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
Was I right on that, Matt?
Well, you were perfect on, but, you were not the Lone Ranger saying it, but you did say it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No. And what I discovered since then was that our partner, because I was in Iraq doing all this during this time, but our partner with Dynology was Paul Manafort, Paul Manafort's company, 3EDC, which included Rick Davis another Rick. And we worked, the company that I worked for actually worked on McCain's campaign, right?
Yeah.
So we're directly connected to John McCain. John McCain was General James Jones's captain back in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
General Jones was my employer, my boss, right? So what I discovered just a few weeks ago or so was that John McCain was involved in a PSYOP. He was a quote-unquote victim of a PSYOP back in 2010, where the U.S. Army tried to use the actual information operations team in Afghanistan
mm-hmm.
to increase their budget in mm-hmm. Afghanistan, the money to them. When I saw that and put together, like, his involvement with the Russian dossier, now we know his colleague was involved with the dissemination of the dossier to BuzzFeed and CNN and all these other organizations, we mm-hmm. know his hands are dirty in information operations here with the Russian dossier. I have now tied it through the ShadowNet, which is the application that I developed in Iraq, and then we made commercially available for the purpose of influencing elections, right? So I have now tied John McCain directly into that from the 2010 PSYOP of Americans, of American senators. So we know that he has capability of using black PSYOPs against American senators. What would keep him from getting his hands dirty with the dossier? And mm-hmm. of course, I have on my website, victimoftheswamp.com, I have a chart that actually lays out, 7 individuals that are under Mueller's indictments that were all directly involved over a decade.
Have any of them been prosecuted yet? Are they any of the ones that have been prosecuted?
Sure. You have mm-hmm. Paul Manafort. Mm-hmm. You have Rick Davis. Joel Zemel is under indictment. Then you have 2 companies, a company called WikiStrat and a company called Psy Group. Mm-hmm. General Jones, my boss with Dynology, the owner of Dynology, he's on the board of directors of those companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's literally, absolutely those companies, to best of my guess, would be that those companies were just created from the applications themselves. In fact, the database application of for the ShadowNet is called iSci, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the company is called Sci Group. Get it? iSci, Sci Group.
Yeah.
I believe Sci Group is the database application, and Wikistrat is the ShadowNet component of it.
Now you got to be careful in this day and age what you say and who you say it about and how you say it,
mm-hmm.
because Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, yesterday came out and warned the president. He said that the president is only hurting himself when he starts hitting on McCain. Well, I understand what that's all about. The president's still upset that McCain shot down Obamacare when they were trying to change it. He was that one vote that could have turned it the other way, and we could have had all that over and done with and been well on our way to having our own health system a lot better off than what it is right now because of all the messing around with Obama and Obamacare that's still in the mix. But when you say something, and obviously you are a researcher, so you do a lot of research, right? So, I sense there's another book coming. Am I right?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do say that I believe. This is what I believe based mm-hmm. on the
and your opinion.
In my opinion, mm-hmm. I believe. So I'm careful with that. But I'm not like a Twitter sleuth either. I worked for Dynology for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I answered directly to on a daily basis General Jones's son, Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Jones was, his first job ever was as an unpaid staffer for John McCain. Their family, I understand the relationship, because I was directly involved with it, right? So I'm not like a Twitter sleuth. I'm not tweeting out things like President Trump based on other people's analysis.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally involved with these people. With the development of this, we had actually discussed using this to influence elections, and you have this direct connection. Like I said, our company, Dynology, literally was...
All right. Well, Patrick, I got 30 seconds left, and I want to give you ample time to tell people how they can read your articles and get a hold of you to find out more.
Great. Go to my website at www.victimoftheswamp.com. And you can find out all the information there. And I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on, Captain Matt.
All right. Well, you had some interesting information. I wanted to get it out there for the folks, and hopefully they'll go to victimoftheswamp.com and find out more. And, Patrick, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Out here.
All right, Patrick Berge, everybody. And the Berge is spelled B-E-R-G-Y, Patrick Berge. Google him. You'll find out about him that way, too, plus the website, victimoftheswamp.com. Some very interesting stuff. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog, leaving out of Laredo, headed back to Lafayette, clear skies, full moon. Be careful, and be careful on the way back. Now, you should have clear sailing, except for a little bit of fog, maybe in Arkansas, but that should be long gone by the time you get there. And we will be talking about our Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up, because we got a lot of activity again in the central part of the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas, and some more rain. Boy, whew, some more rain up in the northern part of the country. Can't get rid of it. Snow melt, rain, and that means more flooding again for the areas where they certainly don't need to get it. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across America. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tell your friends we're on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late, 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch the bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind they'll break. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a
short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
And it sounded like that old Caterpillar that Charlie and the gang's running with out of FedEx Freight headed down out of Atlanta. The big A, Atlanta, headed down to the state line to do their turnaround. And I just heard from Charlie and the gang up there. Thanks a lot, Charlie, for letting me know you're listening to us on AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta. Always glad to hear from the Atlanta listeners up there. Now, got to tell you that this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your friends at Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. And the big thing about Moss Family Automotive, they sell vehicles to people all across the country because of four words. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on brand-new vehicles, and it saves you thousands of dollars off the price of the vehicle. And nobody is doing that 24/7, 365, nobody. Now, you also tell them the captain sent you, and you get another $500 off the vehicle just because you did that. So that pays for the price of gasoline and some other stuff now, doesn't it? Now, got to tell you that we still have ongoing historic flooding and rain and snow for the Northeast, and we got rain in the upstate New York region, also in northern New England tonight. We'll tell you about that. And the Northwest, more snow coming in as the storm is making its way on board right now. Northern California and Oregon and Washington, you'll be seeing more effects later on in the week. Now, I can tell you, starting with Washington State, the southern port, part of the state, and the southeastern part of Washington, you have got scattered showers tonight. You've also got rain going up I-84 along the Hood River Valley, all the way up over the top of Cabbage into Idaho and central Oregon. You got some rain there tonight. And when you get in Oregon, I-84 looking good down through Idaho, down towards Utah, and looking good that away. But in Montana, up on 90 and 94, there's going to be some rain again across the central half of Montana all the way over to North Dakota. And currently tonight you got showers across two-thirds of North Dakota, so it doesn't matter if you're on 94 up there or if you're coming through Rapid City. It looks like there's rain in the Rapid City area tonight in South Dakota, as well as that little northwest quadrant of Nebraska above Sydney headed towards Wyoming. You got some rain there along I-80. Now, there is some rain in northern Wyoming tonight. So if you're going up I-25, you might find it going towards Montana. You definitely have fog in the western part of Wyoming coming out through Utah. You're going to have some fog around Rollins, and then you'll drive out of it. So let's go to the west now. Let's go to Nevada, where you've got snow north of Las Vegas in the higher elevations. Mesquite, it'll be to your north and northwest as you come in from Utah. But when you go up I-15 out of Utah, you're going to drive right into some snow flurries right now all the way towards Salt Lake in the higher elevations. Again, snowing 5,000 to 6,000 feet in inches and snowing in feet above 7,000 feet in both Nevada and Utah tonight. Now, looking at southeastern Utah, the higher elevations, and southwestern Colorado, the higher elevations, you have a winter storm warning for quite a bit of snow there, and the chain laws are in effect going up over the top of those areas there, southwest of Colorado. And the rest of Colorado looking good. Now, going down to New Mexico, got a lot of high winds in New Mexico tonight out of the Four Corners, which is stirring something up, obviously. And up in Minnesota, George and Eric up there are having to deal with some high winds to the west of them, but it's headed your direction. Some scattered showers down below, so if you're down on I-90, you're probably going to find some rain down around Rochester, Minnesota, looks like. And then on the river, on the Mississippi River, with Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight, you got some rain showers there. Got some scattered rain in northern Illinois. Some scattered rain along Missouri along the Mississippi River. You've got some fog in Arkansas coming out of Texas. I-30, you'll be in fog headed towards Little Rock for about 30, 40 miles. Got some scattered showers in Louisiana, pretty much going down the river towards New Orleans. Tennessee, it looks like central Tennessee, north of Alabama and Mississippi, right there on the state lines where all three states converge. You'll have some rain in that area. And up in the northeast, here we go, you have got a winter storm watch for upstate New York, with snow flurries already starting in off the lake. It starts about Binghamton. It goes up through Syracuse, I-81, all the way to Watertown. Goes over into the Tug Hill Plateau. Goes up into the northern Adirondacks around the St. Lawrence River. Up into scattered spots of Vermont and New Hampshire. And the western, northwestern part of Maine tonight. You do have a nor'easter that's working its way up through the northeastern part of the U.S. There'll be some rain tonight in Jersey and Maryland. There may be some snow flurries in the mountains of Maryland, quite possibly the northeastern part of West Virginia in a higher elevation. Virginia, you're already out of it. It moved very quickly up through there. It's headed up into New England, but as it goes that away, it's bringing colder temperatures and snow with it from Lake Ontario, so you are starting to get that lake effect snow up in there right now. So there you go. Now, I got to tell everybody where I'm going and what I'm doing come this Saturday, because we're looking forward to going to Moss Nissan up in Crystal River, and we certainly hope that all of those that can attend can show up, and let me see if I can just play this for you. On Crystal River to celebrate their third anniversary Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Take a test drive and receive a round of golf for two at the beautiful Plantation Inn and Golf Resort. And lunch will be served. So stop by and check out the great deals on new and pre-owned Nissans. Come see me for a coupon worth $500 off your new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. That's Saturday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Moss Nissan, US 19, Crystal River, just south of the airport. Now, we look forward to seeing our friends from Valdosta and Jasper coming down there, maybe coming over from Tallahassee and southwestern Georgia up in the Panhandle. Come on over, enjoy some camaraderie, get a chance to meet me. I got some free stuff I'll be giving away, as you heard. And by the way, for anybody that's seriously looking at a vehicle, I've got those $500 certificates to take another $500 off whatever the best deal is that you make on either a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle. And I got some real beauties there, I'll tell you that. And never fails. We already heard from one person up there in Valdosta who works for the Valdosta State University Security Department. I won't mention his name because I don't know if I'd get him in trouble if I do or not, because maybe he's not supposed to be listening to the radio. But anyway, he is coming down to check things out, and you know who I'm talking about. So we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And I'll be there from noon to 4 p.m. in Crystal River. That's about a two-hour drive down from the state line if you're coming down from Valdosta. So it's about 2 hours to get there, and it's a good drive. Real nice, noon to 4. Come on down. Enjoy yourself. See the weather. By the way, going to have great weather that day, so weather won't be an issue. So there you go. And that's Moss Family Automotive Group, and the dealership I'm talking about is in Crystal River. Now, we're coming back, and when we do, we're going to have Miss Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, and I'm sure she's got a message for everybody tonight. So, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live and in living color from Tampa, Florida. Beautiful weather here tonight, and I'll see you all on the return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.